T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com.
20-6. Breeze has completed passes to 8 different receivers already. He starts in the shotgun, drops back, looks to the far sideline, wide open, Traquan Smith. And Traquan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Breeze has done it. You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Brees is the NFL's all-time leading passer. Drew Brees goes 62 yards to Traquan Smith down the far sideline. Could it have happened any better way?
Hey, very good morning. Welcome back in. Hollywood and Zach Krantz in for Joe this morning. As I hear Drew Brees setting the all-time passing yards record, as the Saints roll over the Redskins on Monday Night Football. Zach, we've been all over the place here this morning, and it all seems to circle back to one thing. The Miami Dolphins, and of course you can tie Drew Brees right back to the Miami Dolphins as well. You've already documented that this morning.
It hurts that Dave Wansett and the guys were more excited about bringing Josh Heupel in. Isn't he the coach at UCF?
He is.
Yeah, bring that guy in. That year, Darren Revelle tweeted out, for months, the Miami Dolphins scouting department was suggesting the team select Drew Brees in the 2001 draft. Then Dave Wansett was okay with passing on Brees 7 picks before he was selected because Josh Heupel was there later. Heupel's career NFL passing yards. Can you guess how many?
I saw that. It was zero.
Zero. Yeah. And what does Drew Brees have? It's like 80,000. What did he just get last night? Yeah, so yeah, it might have changed the way we're thinking about this team right now. I don't know if Nick Saban is still head coach. I don't know if Drew Brees is the quarterback of this team still at this point. I don't know if the Dolphins have one or two Super Bowls. I don't know. But what I do know is if that Drew Brees did sign with Nick Saban at that point, we wouldn't be having a quarterback discussion maybe today. Maybe we'd be talking about the fact that our third round and our third wide receiver that Drew Brees is throwing to stinks, or we need to patch up the offensive line because Drew Brees is getting a little bit older, or the defense needs to be, you know, we wouldn't be talking about the quarterback. And what's the most important?
I'm just sick of talking about it at this point. I mean,
great.
It's been so long.
Find me a solution to stop talking about this.
Yeah, there
because
is no solution.
There
at
is
the
no solution when every week we're talking about Ryan Tannehill. And the problem is, and people are texting in, a lot of quarterbacks around the league, the offensive lines are, that's fine. Peyton Manning, and I hate to use him as an example, but I'm going to. Peyton Manning's offensive line in Indianapolis for a decade was terrible. Jeff Saturday was the center. He was the best offensive lineman on that team. He was pretty good. The rest of that offensive line was terrible. You know what Peyton Manning did? He made all those guys a little bit better. He worked with those guys, and he didn't drop back 7-yard drops and made those guys block the whole time. He did what he could with that team. Made them all better. Peyton Manning, obviously a Hall of Famer, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. A little bit of a different story than Ryan Tannehill. But good quarterbacks can mask bad things happening on offense. For the first 3 games of the season, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I was. Until the last 2 games, we saw Ryan and this offense really, really bad. And last game, it was Ryan's fault why this team gave up 14 points. It basically was single-handedly him who did that. What I don't want to worry about every week is exactly what you just said. I don't want to have to worry about the quarterback position. The problem is we have for 7 years now. And in 7 years, I don't think there's a definitive answer on Ryan Tannehill. And if there isn't an answer, the answer is no. That's how I look at it.
So you can survive bad quarterback play. Like, you look at a team like Jacksonville, right? Like, they've been able to
number
survive.
Number one defense in the NFL,
brutal,
or number two.
Brutal, yeah. Quarterback play. They're actually 3-2. They have the same record as the Dolphins, but they've still been successful with Blake Bortles, who is not a good quarterback. And then you look around the league, Zach. I mean, like, who do I'm just curious, outside of the top guy, we know everyone, you know, but who do people really like nowadays? Baker Mayfield, I know, has gotten off to a fun start in Cleveland. Their offense isn't exactly blowing people out. They won 12-9 in overtime. Took them almost an entire overtime session to get to 12 points. The Jets have Sam Darnold, who's been hit or miss so far. Josh Allen has been all over the place for Buffalo. He's had, you know, a great game. He bounces back, has a crummy game. Do people like Andy Dalton, you know, the Joe Flaccos of the world, Ben Roethlisbergers of the world? I know that Ryan Tannehill is not in that category. And that's unfortunate because I think that's where we thought he was going to be. We thought he would be in the company of some of those guys, but he has not fallen into that. And the performance that he put up on Sunday was one of the worst NFL quarterback performances I've seen in quite some time because, again, those are the kinds of plays that you see. And Blake Bortles made a similar play, actually throwing a ball off a guy's helmet. But you usually see those kinds of plays in college games.
By the way, Blake can't Bortles throw the also
yeah, threw five turnovers.
Yeah, no, and but he also threw for like over 300 yards a couple, you know, like
yeah.
There's also a different story when you start doing that with comparisons with guys because I don't think Blake Bortles is a good quarterback, but they have a top 3 defense in the league, so that helps. If the Dolphins had a top 3 defense in the league right now, it would be a different story. This team probably would be 4-1 because the defense kept them in all these games and that's fine. And they were really if you want to give excuses, no Cam Wake, no you know, a couple guys were out in the last game, that's fine. The difference is also that if Ryan was playing mediocre ball and not making a mistake like that, we wouldn't be talking about Ryan today. We'd be talking about the fact that, oh, man, we need to upgrade a quarterback. We need a better quarterback. That's fine. But that's because the quarterback didn't give the game away, and he did. But let me give the code word out real quick.
I was going to say, if you keep listening, you will receive the code word.
Yes.
Everyone's freaking out on the text machine.
I know.
I think we should make them wait another couple of minutes.
No. Let me give it to the people. Right. Time for your chance to win $1,000.
Nice,
I'm trying my best. Yeah, everyone hates
you
on text.
Yeah.
They don't like me much more, but it doesn't matter.
I've actually been positive today, and I'm still getting crushed.
No, that's...
Maybe you should have big owed it.
Just you in general. It's the 560 WQM $1,000 touchdown contest. Chance to win $1,000. This is a great word. Text the word lazy to 72881, and you're registered. Text lazy.
Firing coaches is lazy?
L-A-Z-Y to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour, WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. The code word for the hour is lazy. Don't be lazy.
By the way, I want to go on record. I think the Dolphins should draft a quarterback this offseason. And I think that they will.
I can imagine
they will. I've wanted them to draft quarterback every offseason for a while now, starting with Johnny Manziel, who I would have probably been wrong about.
Mm.
Although Cleveland sets guys up to fail, so you never know. Johnny could have been great down here.
I don't know. I think Johnny was destined
or he
to
ended
be
up in prison.
I mean,
one or the other.
Look what he did, by the way, in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Put him in L.A.
He's not
New
playing
York,
well, by the way.
Miami.
Is he?
No, he stinks.
He's not
in the
good
CFL
in the
also.
CFL either.
Yeah.
Man, we have bad luck in the CFL. Johnny, yeah. Pat White.
Listen.
It's tough.
We got Cam Wake out of the CFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Not
that's
been
true.
That bad
so,
for
yeah.
us. Yeah.
You want to rattle off a couple more phone calls
yeah, let's
here,
do
Zach?
It.
Let's
Why
do
not?
This, guys. Let's please keep the call short, about 30 seconds if we can. And we will go next to Jimmy. Jimmy,
hello.
There?
Hey, buddy. Jimmy? 3-2-1, Jimmy?
All right, he's just going to keep saying hello. Yep. Q, figure this out with him. Help him go how this works here. We'll go to David. You're up next.
Yes, sir.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Dave.
Hey, man. Just thinking about the Dolphins, man. I mean, maybe just because I'm an athlete, I try to be optimistic every Sunday. So, you know, I think at any given Sunday, anybody could show up. We've seen Fitzpatrick throw up 5 touchdowns.
That's a good point.
Consistency is the key. And I feel like, you know, when it comes to the running backs, the quarterbacks, even the wide receivers, I mean, defense, like, it's just, there's no prolonged consistency with the team.
No, you're right about that. Listen, Adams getting crushed for a couple things, and Kenyon Drake's not in the game that much, and I don't mean not in the game, I'm saying not with the ball a lot. Frank Gore's actually running pretty well. The first 3 games of the season, I don't think anyone was complaining. I really don't think so. You're 3-0. The offense looks dynamic.
Well, some people were.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's other hosts and other people that were, and that's fine. But you're 3-0 at that point. The offense looks a lot different. They look fast. You know how many interviews we did? Whether I did a national interview or we're doing them here on the show? And the one thing I would talk about was The Dolphins are really fast, and it's the first time in a long time I'm saying that. You look on the outsides, mm-hmm. Grant and Wilson and all the guys out there, and the new guys are playing well, and Ryan's playing good enough right now to win games, and then you go into that New England game. I'm smiling, and I got punched in the face, and I haven't gotten over that yet, and then I'm feeling a little bit good last Sunday because you're up 17-0, and then I didn't get punched in the face. I got kicked you-know-where in the newts, and at that point, I was done.
All right, let's go to Rick for 30 seconds here before we hit the break. Rick, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, you know, I know Ryan had a terrible game, but I'm sorry. I still got to put some blame on Gase because he constantly puts his quarterback and his offensive line in those in that predicament. He left his playbook against New England at home here in Davie, and then in the second half against the Bengals, he left it in the locker room. As far as the positive spin, we got two winnable games at home. The Patriots have to have Kansas City coming up at home, and then they have to go through the Bears. If they split and we hold serve, we still have control of the AFC East. That's a positive. And as far as Le'Veon Bell, you know, you got cops, you have firefighters. I myself was a mailman for 31 years, almost right out of high school. Okay, I have bad knees, bad back, bad neck. That's why I had to retire early. I could have gone back to be a mailman back with Ben Franklin, and I still would have never made $14.5 million had he signed the guaranteed franchise tag. So, sorry if I don't feel bad for
Rick, I appreciate the call. Yeah, look, I understand that, too. None of us make anywhere near that.
You have to see
what
you're
worth. It's what
you're worth.
It really is. It's all relative.
I understand that mailmen and radio producers and the guy working at Publix and the dude, you know, even draw you whatever job you're in, you might not make $855,000.
If the co-host of the morning show is making, you know, five times what you were making across the street, you would be pissed.
I'd be pissed off, and I would tell my boss.
Even if you were getting a good, you know, a good salary, still, I think everyone just kind of wants to be paid, you know, equal to their
or what they think they're worth. And in the NFL, there's no set salary. This running back makes this amount of money. This running back makes this. It's whatever a team thinks you're worth. And right now, Pittsburgh doesn't think he's worth all that guaranteed money. There are going to be minimum, and when I say minimum, 3 to 5 teams in the offseason that are going to say, you're worth it and we want to pay you. That's what I think for Le'Veon Bell.
All right, we have a Super Bowl winning head coach. He's going to join us next. Brian Billick will join the show. We'll ask him all these questions here, and we'll break that down with the coach. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls in the 9 o'clock.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick joins us this morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so Drew Brees last night. Let's start with that. Passing yardage leader, about to get on that 500 quarterback club, which is just one of the most elite clubs I've ever seen. What'd you think? Is he like one of the most non-hyped quarterbacks of all time? Because you hear about Manning, Brady, Joe Montana, Marino all the time. Drew Brees should be in that conversation, yet sometimes he's not.
Well, there's no question. And he's checked all the boxes. Obviously, he has the number. He's got the Super Bowl win. You know, being down in New Orleans, which is not exactly part of the mainstream in terms of the media and the coverage and that type of thing, I think has something to do with it. They've struggled a little bit of late. The thing that jumps out to me about Drew Brees is I don't think there's been another quarterback that has been so, you know, this is a 600-plus throw guy year after year after year. That is a lot. And they throw it clearly on his shoulders. So you could say the same about Brady and Manning and all that as well. But Drew Brees takes it, I think, kind of into a whole nother level, and he's just been absolutely spectacular.
Coach, keeping it with quarterbacks, we bring it back here to Miami. Ryan Tannehill has come under a lot of fire for his performance that basically cost the Dolphins the game on Sunday. What do you make of Ryan Tannehill's play? The bad interception, trying to throw the ball away, throws it off a lineman's helmet, ends up being a pick six, a fumble for a touchdown. He really hurt the team on Sunday.
Well, yeah, it's got to be better. Now, keep in mind, now going on the road back-to-back against two really good football teams in New England and Cincinnati, there's no shame in that. And knowing particularly when you're facing a Tom Brady and a very hot Andy Dalton, that you have that sense that, I got to keep up. I got to keep up with my team. And then it doesn't go well. So clearly that's the next step for Ryan Tannehill. You know, this is a pivotal year for him. Question marks about coming in. Is he going to be the guy or not? Obviously, Adam Gase is committed to him. He's shown that great potential, but it's far enough into it now that he's got to start making those plays consistently to show that he is indeed the guy that they think he is.
3-2 the Dolphins are, yet it feels like the sky is falling if you look at our text line or the callers today or anything like that. You've been around the NFL a long time. Through five games, 3-2, not so bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, the hard thing is it's in the division, you know, where you're constantly chasing New England. That's the mindset you have. That's been the difficulty in being a team that's trying to, you know, build and make yourself a consistent playoff team and win the division when you're staring up at the New England Patriots. I just did a show in Philadelphia, and, of course, they're at, you know, you got to talk them off the ledge.
Oh, my goodness, I can't imagine.
You know, I mean, but they're in the NFC East, which is an absolute mess. So, you know, there's great optimism in terms of, yeah, we can get it back together. And if we can just get into the playoffs, you know, then that pedigree kicks in. Well, for Miami, when you're constantly chasing, and what are the numbers that New England's won, 150 straight AFC East titles or whatever it is, you're constantly in that mindset of, well, okay, can we get into the wild card? Now you find yourself very early in the wild card division, so to speak, and that's a whole lot of other teams.
Brian Billick is our guest here on WQAM. Coach, just to give you an idea of the sentiment of the fans down here, what we're getting, people are saying they want Adam Gase out because he has tied himself to Ryan Tannehill, basically that he believed in him. He said he was my guy, and people are seeing Ryan Tannehill struggle, and they are equating that to Adam Gase, and they want Coach Gase out. I mean, that's the overwhelming sentiment from our text machine this morning. How unfair is that to say that a guy has kind of tied himself to a player like that?
Well, it is unfair, but that's life in the National Football League. You know, one of the toughest things to do. It's hard. You can't survive missing on a first-round quarterback. Now, Adam Gase wasn't there when they took Ryan Tannehill, but he has taken ownership of it by saying, clearly, this is the guy, and passing up opportunities to make that change. So, fair enough. I mean, he believes in him. You got to go with what you believe and what you see, and it may still work out. He may come back around and get, you know, live up to that potential. That's really the challenge we talked about earlier for Ryan Tannehill right now. But as a head coach, I mean, you can look around the league. You're going to be tied ultimately and held responsible for the output of your quarterback.
Coach, I don't know if you saw the Odell Beckham Jr. video or heard anything about it when he talked with Josina Anderson from ESPN, and they mentioned kind of he is not in the, you know, he needs to get in a better position to be better, and maybe the quarterback's not throwing the ball as well as he should. He can't. You ever see something like that in the middle of a season, and how does that distract the locker room, do you think, with Odell Beckham and Eli, the two most important pieces of that offense?
It's not good. You know, you look at that and you have to ask the player, okay, what is it you're trying to accomplish here? What is it? I know you're trying to be a leader, but what is it you think you're accomplishing here when it's the ultimate, you know, jumping on the soapbox and I confess he did it? That's not good for a team. And you got to address that with the team. I mean, Pat Shurmur jumped up and said, look, the locker room's taking care of it. Okay, well, that's good. That's good if indeed they're doing it, because this is the, particularly when you got a quarterback that is under attack, so to speak, and a circumstance with the quarterback and OBJ, even though they gave him the big contract, you know, it got the last two guys fired. So that's the challenge for Pat Shurmur right now.
And speaking of quarterbacks real quick, a lot of young quarterbacks in the league, all four rookie quarterbacks, there's five in the first round outside your guy in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, are starting right now. But just kind of the influx of young QBs around the league, it's got to be great for the NFL. And some of the NFL office in New York's got to be smiling knowing that there's 10 or 12 pretty good young quarterbacks now around the league, including Jared Goff leading the best team maybe in the NFL right now in the Rams.
Uh-oh. Absolutely. You know, we just started talking about Drew Brees. One of great. I hope fans understand how lucky we are to be around and get to be in a time when there are so many active future Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing, whether it's Brees, Brady, Aaron Rodgers. I think Roethlisberger's in that list. And then in behind that, the number, not just a couple guys, but the number, whether it's Goff, whether it's Mahomes, whether it's the young guys, and we'll see how they develop. They're still in that maturation period. I don't think the story has been written off on Mariota yet. And so there's a lot of great potential for young quarterbacks to kind of fill that void when we begin to transition out of the Brady's and the Breeze and Roethlisberger and the like.
Coach, I want to ask you about DeVante Parker, wide receiver here for the Dolphins. And there were conflicting reports yesterday that the team might be trying to shop him around. One of our local beat writers said that that's not the case. Either way, you probably couldn't get much back for this guy. But how frustrating is this for a team? You spend a first-round pick on a receiver, and he's missed 10 games here over four seasons so far. And they just can't get him on the field, and he seems like he has no trade value for this team. What do you do?
Well, you just kind of cut your losses and go. I mean, that is tough when a player's had an injury history, because you really can't account for that. You can't, when you take a guy, you know, and there's a natural maturity, and that doesn't mean that he can't come out of that. And now as he naturally matures as a man and is able to hold up better, but that is a tough one injury-wise. And then the fact that there's no value there, it's understandable. And it's just one of those things that, hey, you know, we got to move on from it. There is no answering for it, but you are going to be accountable for it, because it's hard to maintain success when you miss on high draft choices.
All right, Coach, real quickly, more surprising to you, the Bears at 3-1 or Atlanta at 1-4?
Well, probably the Bears. Atlanta, it's surprising they're 1-4, but you can see why. That defense is decimated. It's last man standing. They've got nobody left. I thought they had a chance to be really top five defense. They were top 10 defense last year, to go with that offense and really going to propel them going forward. But they're just so beat up. They've lost so many players. So that's going to be a problem for them. It shouldn't be a surprise for the Bears. They played good defense. Trubisky, now you will see if he can build off that last performance. You kind of like what you're seeing there. The fact that the Bears in a division now, because of what's going on in Green Bay and Minnesota, and even Detroit has now become very, very competitive.
All right, Brian, we have a big game here. Like you said, you brought up the Bears. The Bears are in town this weekend, and I know that you could help a lot of people out who need tickets for the game. We've tried SeatGeek.com plenty of times here on the show, all of us here, but give us some more news about SeatGeek.com.
Yeah, got to go to it. You got to get the app. They've got millions of tickets, not just athletic events, but concerts, theater events. They give you a value, a grading that tells you what kind of deal it is. Every transaction is guaranteed. And the best part about it is that you can put in the promo code Billick and you're going to get $20 off your first purchase.
Wow, good stuff there, SeatGeek.com. Anyone who's got their own promo code, you know they've made it in their life. That's
it.
You, Coach, always. That's promo code Billick, BILLICK, at SeatGeek.com, $20 off your first purchase. Brian, good as always to talk to you. We appreciate the time.
Sounds good.
All right. That was Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl winning head coach. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. More of your text messages. I'm going to have to put the fire out in the text messages. There are thousands and thousands of text messages, so it seems, this morning. We'll get back to more of that, and we'll talk more about what could have been with Drew Brees.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Happy Drew Brees Day. All Dolphin fans out there like me.
Can you stop?
I can't. You want to know why? Because literally I'm reading articles on Dante Culpepper, Josh Heupel, and Drew Brees and what they all have in common. I'll tell you what they all have in common. One guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. One guy was decent. And the other guy really never played in the NFL. But they all did play in the NFL.
Well, if you look at the text machine, it's Ryan Tannehill Day.
Tannehill Day.
Hollywood and Zach Krantz are in. Joe is off today. The text machine's been a bloodbath, to say the least, here, because we have been talking about the Dolphins and their quarterback this morning. The Dolphins, of course, at 3-2. They will host the Chicago Bears this Sunday in what has to be a must-win game at this point. A three-game losing streak with things going the way that they are right now, Zach. They have to find a way to win this game. You know, they win that game on Sunday. They beat the Bengals in a game that they had no business losing. And you're not in a situation like you are now where you're in kind of a
right
must
now.
Win. You know, you win that game, you're in first place in your division, and you're sitting comfortably at 4-1. Now you got to win, because the Patriots have figured it out.
Well,
aren't going to lose any more cheapies. They have a tough one, though. They take on Kansas City this week. It's a tough game.
Not easy game, but Buffalo and the Jets are right behind you at 2-3 also. So that's the problem as well. That's where you're where you're going from being at 3-0 in the top of the division to a couple weeks later possibly being at the bottom of your division. And let me tell you, 4-2 is going to feel a lot better if that happens than 3-3. And the Bears coming to town, though, in a must-win game, is, like you said, is not good. It's not a good thing because the Bears are pretty hot right now. The Bears' defense is biting. They are really good right now. And Mitch Trubisky is coming off a game where he threw 6 touchdowns. Like, the offense is playing well for them, too. There's no aspect of that team right now that's playing bad where you're like, you know, maybe that's good, maybe that's bad for them. That's not the case. But the Bears are coming to town. Khalil Mack is coming to town. Mitch Trubisky is coming to town, and you really need to win. And now, what kills me more than anything, of course, we'll talk about Tannehill and maybe Adam Gase's play calling and the front office of this and that. How about the injury situation for the Dolphins? Laremy Tunsil now in concussion protocol. I don't care what side. Juwan James might be lining up against Khalil Mack, but maybe he's on the right side going against Tunsil or Tunsil's replacement, Sam Young. That's not good. Sitton's out for the season. Kilgore's out for the season. Tunsil's in protocol. Like, you are as beat up and battered as I've seen this offensive line in a long time going against a team with Khalil Mack, who basically every game gets a sack, a forced fumble, and an interception. That's not good.
You're scaring me with the Khalil Mack stuff. There's no question.
How could you not be scared?
Yeah, you should be.
Khalil Mack right now is the best defensive player in the NFL and maybe the best defensive player we've seen in a decade.
But, Zach, the other problem, I mean, your quarterback is making really crummy decisions right now.
That's not going to help the situation,
really,
of course.
Really crummy. Those plays that he made, again, you go back to this, those are college plays. It's not that often you see a quarterback with as much NFL experience as Ryan Tannehill just look like he has no clue back there. And make really, really bad plays.
It's just amazing what the first 3 games of the season looks like compared to what the last 2 looked like. The last 2 were absolute dumpster fires.
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit because we have a special guest on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It is Jonathan Huberdeau from your Florida Panthers. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are good. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Season just underway. Talk to us a little bit about the last one out there against Tampa, a shootout loss for you guys. But again, Tampa is tough this season, and they're going to be probably one of your number one teams you're going to be competing with throughout the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team for sure. We just saw, but I thought we could have went either way. I thought we played a pretty good game, but you know what happened? We lost in the shootout, but I think we just got to bounce back and get a win in our home opener.
How's the chemistry with you and Trocheck so far through all the preseason, now through 1 game in the regular season?
It's been good. I mean, we played together the last half of the season last year, so I mean, we kind of built the chemistry there, and now we have Mike Hoffman, a new addition this summer. So, I mean, I think we're trying to, build in chemistry. I think we just got to be a little better defensively and smarter with the puck. But I think we can be a really good one.
Jonathan Huberdeau here with us. Jonathan, help us out with this one. You guys had a 5-forward power play unit in game 1. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, is that a lot different from what you guys usually go with?
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen that, 5-forward on the power play, but I mean, we gave it a try in exhibition. We scored since Yandel was hurt that game. And we started with that last game. And we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, the coach is going to make his decision first for the next game. We'll see what's going to happen. But I think it gives another look. But, usually Yandel is on it, too. So I think we have a lot of options. We have a lot of guys that can play on the practice. So we'll see what's going to happen in the next week.
John, that always stinks to lose a game, whether it's in a shootout or regular or in the regular game anyway. But hurting Luongo, too, got hurt. He's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks. That stinks in the game in the season opener to lose your starting goalie for a couple weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Always hurt. I mean, he's a big leader in our team. And, he just sucks to, for his game get hurt like that. So, I mean, it was a little down for him, but I think he's gonna rehab and get back whenever he said 2 to 4 weeks and be stronger than ever. So I think we have Reimer and they're not now, so I think he's a good goalie as well. So we just gotta focus on that, get some wins, and we'll see when he's gonna be back.
Jonathan, it's going to be nice to see someone else besides Tampa Bay, right? I mean, you've seen only them since, what, the late September when you started playing them preseason, then you open with them. Columbus coming to town, home opener Thursday at 7 o'clock at home. But it is going to be nice to see someone else besides Tampa, right? You got to hate them by now.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, we've been playing in four games in a row against them. So, of course, you want to play out your team, but, you know, it's part of the schedule. And now it's going to be nice to almost be able to play the Blue Jackets. So I think it's going to be just good to get out there and play our game. I mean, we don't want to focus on the other team. It's our system. We're going to play well. And I think it's going to be going to have some fun Thursday night.
All right, and Thursday night also, it looks like a lot of the original Panthers are going to be in the house from the original team here of the franchise. That's going to be pretty cool, right, just to see a lot of the history of this team that you play for now?
Yeah, it is. I think, meeting some guys, I don't think we, you know, met everyone who's going to be here this month. I mean, I'm 25 years old, and it's the 25th anniversary. I'm kind of following the history of the team, and I remember I was there for the 20th, too, so I think 25 is going to be nice, and like I said, meeting some guys that play for the organization is going to be a fun night.
Jonathan Huberto here with us. Jonathan, I'll leave you on this one. I just want to ask you one other question here. A big difference between when those guys played, when you played, is the not only the media coverage, but the social media and the accessibility that the fans have to the players. How do you deal with all that stuff, be it, you know, Twitter or whatever?
I mean, I'm not like a guy that's really on it a lot. I mean, it's part of our life now. You gotta be smart on it, you know, and then post everything, kind of be quiet a little bit. But I mean, it's fun. I mean, I think it's fun that the fan has more access to what you do as a player, and they kind of know a little bit more. So I think it's different, but I think it's fun for the fan perspective to see what you do in your daily life. So I think it's great, and just gonna keep posting and entertaining the fan a little bit.
Jonathan Huberto on the line with us right now. Jonathan, best of luck Thursday night at home for the opener. Hopefully, you know, you get a W here, you get a win here, and get the season started right. Everyone comes back from injury okay, and then everything is fine for this season. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Jonathan Huberto, Florida Panthers forward, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We might have a special guest also coming up in the next couple minutes, too. A lot of big Panther stuff going around.
In studio.
The station, yeah, so we'll see. That's your tease. I don't know if I want to go any farther than that.
Scary guy.
Yeah, okay, it's another good tease.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tease him with?
No, that's it. Okay. I don't want him to come in here and...
I can tease you with the fact that the text line hasn't stopped even during the
Jonathan
Huberto.
Yeah, why don't you get to
Huberto,
you want to get to some of those here?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. 56022, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. This is probably the biggest bloodbath of a text line I've ever seen outside of the one day when the president got up in a conversation with Omar here. That was the only other time it's been this bad. All right. Tannehill will get killed this week by Mac, and you guys want to have him kick around. You won't have him to kick around anymore. You know that this will never be the last season with all of these hits. Listen. Khalil Mack, I understand the whole situation with this must-win Danny's throwing out there, but having Khalil Mack on the other side of the field when it's a must-win scares the bleep out of me.
Why don't you man up a little?
Man up!
I mean, come on!
All right, I'll tell you this.
They're good enough
Fine.
To win this game. They're three-point
Fine.
Underdogs. They're tell good enough to win this football
just
game.
Tell me who's going to be on the offensive line healthy that's going to be blocking Khalil Mack, and then
somebody.
I'll feel a little bit better. Somebody.
Could be you, but somebody
okay.
will.
You think we have any chance without at least our starting left tackle and some guy chipping Khalil Mack? Have you seen Khalil Mack this season yet?
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. Okay. You have seen him, though, right?
I've seen him.
Playing
he's
a
very,
football
he's,
game?
He's very good.
Okay. Bottom line is this. Here we go. Here's another text coming in. It was a huge game. When does Tom Brady or any other above average give more points to opposing defense in one quarter than his own defense allows points in the opposing offense through four quarters? I mean, the Bengals offense scored 13 points. Tannehill gave up 14. Yes, sir. We've been talking about that all show long this morning, that if Tannehill didn't give up two touchdowns, maybe be a little difference in the game. Another
just a
text.
Little. I actually like this text, Zach. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
wave the white flag and call it a season. Fins are done.
Oh, there we go. That's it.
Fins are done. 3-2.
If this
same
team
record
was,
as the Patriots.
If this team is 1-4 right now or 0-5, I can understand why people would be doing that. They're 3-2. Now, I do not think.
Well, the season's over, Zach.
I mean, according to some people, it is. But give me a break. Oh, here we go on my Drew Brees Day thing. Say what you want about Drew Brees. He would have been destroyed on this team with the lack of quality coaching over the past 15 years. He would have never had a coach like he's had, like Peyton. That's Mike and Hobo. Listen, the difference is this. If Drew Brees gets signed the year that Nick Saban is here, I hate to say this.
Nick Saban's still the coach.
There's a chance that Nick Saban's still here. Now, we all hated Nick Saban for leaving. We wouldn't have hated him if they signed Drew Brees, got to the playoffs almost every year, if not every year, and maybe that word that we don't like to talk about because New England goes there every year almost, Super Bowl, might have been in conversation one of these years.
I like to side with the other texter. The Dolphins would have ruined Drew Brees.
I don't think
so. He would have just been terrible down here.
Stop it.
They brought players down here bad. Remember they brought Mike Wallace down here?
The same way we would have ruined Matt Ryan also. If
yeah.
We
oh, both of you, stop!
Who else? I mean, Mike Wallace they brought down here. They gave him a huge contract.
Mike Wallace
was
stinky.
Supposed to be awesome.
Mike Wallace was stinky. Ellerbe was stinky. Wheeler was stinky. We gave all these guys a ton of money. And Ndamukong Suh was the only guy that you had to way overpay for that probably was worth some sort of the money.
Yeah, he was still stinky.
It wasn't great.
I think Drew Brees would have been terrible down here.
Oh, God.
Out of the league by now.
You're oozing negativity.
No record, out of the league.
Here's another text.
That's actually I'm positive about it, Zach.
I'm literally just trying at this point to go forward. If they were to cut Tannehill, over half the league would pick him up. That says a lot. Yeah, because there's no quarterbacks available right now. So if Tannehill
they're not going to cut Ryan
and
Tannehill.
There's no chance that happens. Over half the league would pick him up. Yeah,
the last
correct.
Time a quarterback got cut in the middle of the season? Starting quarterback
know.
Got cut in the
Come
middle
on.
Of the season.
Can you imagine? And just like after week five, all of a sudden, like he's available.
Would all these people be like really pumped up about this if they just threw him off the team?
If Ryan Tannehill got cut today, I would give up
happy?
On the Dolphins. I would get, and as much as I don't want Tannehill as a quarterback.
You don't
want
to watch Brock Osweiler play football.
No,
it's not fun. He makes the game look very difficult.
But the best is that some people like, how much worse could it be with Brock Osweiler? Do you really want to find out?
It can get worse. You're 3-2.
Do you remember?
You have a winning record. It can get worse.
Do you remember that Brock Osweiler at one point was traded with a second round pick for cash just to get him off?
They couldn't get it. They had trouble getting rid of him.
They
had to pay someone to take him.
Yes.
Bad contract there. Is that Houston?
Come on. Yeah, Houston game, 4 years, $72 million.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I think Gase is tied to Tannehill because of Ross. Ryan knows he is untouchable because Ross backs him. Never understood how you take a guy who barely played the position at the college level that high in the draft. That's coming up a lot today, but we're 7 years past that. He hasn't played the wide receiver position
he's
in 7 years.
A wide receiver
thing.
By the way, he doesn't seem like a wide receiver when he runs, does he?
No, I can't even
Unless
imagine watching highlights of
he's a bad wide receiver,
yeah.
But like when he scrambles, I don't think wide receiver.
No, me either.
Like he looks just like clunky. I don't know, but he doesn't scream wide receiver to me when he runs. Man, we're crushing everyone today. Even
it's just
we've
a
tried
negative
to be
day.
Very,
look
we've
what
tried
happens
to be
when
very
you get
positive.
Into this, the passenger
it's
seat, man.
It's the text machine. It's the text machine.
You get into the seat in here, man, and just the negativity oozes.
It is the seat, isn't
it's
it?
Like, yeah, it's like the Ghostbusters. Well,
it's the
like
big
O
throne that I'm sitting in this morning because you kept your normal chair and you
I
upgraded.
Did.
He upgraded me to the number one chair here, which is very nice of him.
I just like to look at Matt and Q better.
This is
a better
the
seat for
big
me.
O, what did they call the penalty box? The
penalty
pit of misery.
Box. Oh,
yeah, the Bud Light pit of misery.
Yeah.
I'm in the Bud Light pit of misery here.
Mm. Dilly dilly.
9 o'clock hour coming up next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.